Okay, so here we go. This is Chidush HaLev from Parshas Ki Tavo. And the beginning of the Parsha talks about people bringing Bikurim, right? The farmers grow their fruit, they grow the Shivat Aminim, and they take the first of that beautiful new fruit and they bring it up to the Beit HaMikdash. V'lakach HaKoyen HaTenem Yadecha V'inicho Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. And the Kohen takes the basket filled with this beautiful new fruit, whether it's the the figs or the whatever, the dates, and the Kohen puts it down before the Mizbeach Vashem. So the Sforno makes the following comment: Shlakach manicho haKohen lifnei haMizbeach. The reason why the Kohen places the fruit in front of the Mizbeach, laharot ulo diah shabikurim lo huvu laKohen, aval huvu el Hashem yitzbarach. It's to teach us, right, to symbolize, to show, to emphasize that the Bikurim are not being brought to the Kohen. Even though the person gave the Bikurim, the basket, to the Kohen puts it in front of the Mizbeach to symbolize that it's not for the Kohen, but rather it's for Hashem. Vu nasnam la Kohen im shar matanos kahuna. And rather it's given to the Kohen afterwards with the rest of the matnos kahuna, the other gifts that the Kohen is zocheh to, for working in the Beit HaMikdash. But in truth, the Bikurim belong to Hashem. That's what their purpose is. V'dir ha-seforno tzrichim biur. So that's the seforno's comment, and they need some explanation. Lama tzrichim ma'asav shalokoyen kidei lo'diyah shahabikurim huvu el Hashem yitbarach? Why does the Kohen need to actively do this thing in order to show that the Bikurim are for Hashem? Hare amivi bikurim kvar amar. Behold, the people who brought the bikurim, the Yisraelim who brought the bikurim, already said, Higati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha. Right? They pronounce part of bringing the bikurim is to say a certain text, and part of that text is, Hayom l'Hashem Elokecha. I am saying before Hashem this day, Ki vati el ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem la'avoseinu la'aseis lanu. Right? That Hashem has brought us to this land. So clearly, in my expression of bikurim, I've noted that this is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his gift of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Mufurish mi devaro shabikurim huvo l'Hashem yisbarach. It's clear from what the Jew has to say that the bikurim are for Hashem. So therefore, why does the Kohen need to now do this extra step of placing the bikurim in front of the Mizbeach? V'arkorchach tzorech lomar. So says Rav Henoch Leibowitz, this by definition means shagam shohel diburu shel hamevi bikurim lehodia lekulam shohevi et bikurim l'Hashem yitbarach v'lo lekohen. While it's true that a person's words, right, they express the fact that the Israel is recognizing and cognizant that it belongs to Hashem, mikol makom nonetheless lulei ma'asav shel hakohen sheinichem lifnei Hashem, if it weren't for the actions of the Kohen who placed it in front of Hashem, this is the key words, they would not have felt in their hearts that the Bikurim were being brought to Hashem. Because the mind and the heart are two different worlds. It's possible to know something with 100% certainty in your mind and yet not feel it in your heart. Hari hargishotav shala adam tluyot b'riyat einav. A person's emotions, his feelings, are connected to what he sees. That evokes emotion in a person's heart. V'lachein ilu lo haniach ha-kohen at the bikurim lefnei mizbeach Hashem. If the Kohen had not placed the bikurim in front of the mizbeach of Hashem, hayu roim kulam sha'amevi bikurim noten at the bikurim la-kohen. Everyone would see with their eyes what? That the Bikurim are being given to the Kohen. And that becomes their reality in their hearts. Right? Even though mentally they know that, of course, it belongs to the Hashem. But in reality, what do we see happening? We see we give it to the Kohen and the Kohen's got it. And so if the Kohen's got it, then I feel like, it's really about the Kohen. I feel that way. Okay. Hayrom kulam shmei bikurim no tan bikurim lefil kohen umemela hayu margishim belibam shayu shehu mehemevim bishvil kohen. And therefore in our hearts we'd feel like it really belongs to the kohen. Lachin tzivta ator shakohen yase masa laniach et habikurim lefnei mizbeach Hashem. That's why Hashem commands the kohen to stick in front of the mizbeach Hashem, so everyone should witness that, should see that action. Kedei shayidei reiat maase zer yagishu kulam shabikurim nitnu Hashem yitbarach. So that everyone would feel that they belong to Hashem. And this speaks to the importance of the hargashot, like the feelings, right? The rich world of the emotions are so important in terms of our avodat Hashem. We say, v'yadata hayom v'hashevota el avavecha. We say that every single day. V'yadata hayom, we will know today, but v'hashevota el avavecha, we also have to get into our heart. Those are too big, they're two big categories, and there's a chasm in between that we have to traverse. How do we get the idiot that we know in our minds to feel it in our hearts? Because our hearts are so important, integral to avodat Hashem, because that's really what pushes us further and further. The motivation comes so much from the feelings. Motivation comes from the feelings. And it's fascinating to note that when we talk about avodat Hashem in two broad categories, what do we say? We say there's Yirat Shamayim and there's avat Hashem. Both of those terminologies, which encompass all the Tariq mitzvahs, they all fit into something either about Ava or Yira, as Chazal teach us, the Ramban talks about it at length. The Ava is related to mitzvahs Haseh, the Yira is related to the mitzvahs Los Haseh, why that is. There's lots of explanations. But we see all the mitzvahs can be categorized under two broad categories of emotional things, Yira, fear, and Ava, love. It's very possible for a person to know something and not feel it in his heart. We also learn from here, says Rav Leibowitz, that the heart and the emotions are connected very much to what we see. People believe 100% with Hashem, and that they're able to violate terrible averot. So how do we help a person who knows 100% there's Hashem, and yet sometimes can still violate commandments? And how does a person develop that sense of feeling, if I felt more connected to Hashem? And not just have that kind of intellectual awareness, then that would help a person in terms of avoiding aveirot and growing in their ma'asim tovim. So how does a person develop that? Says Rav Henoch Leibowitz, we see from here, lahargish bilibam et ma'ashem yodim kfar b'sichalam, v'hayinu lishtamesh im tziyurim mukhshiyim, shekin alev mit'orer ma'od mimara eino. It's to see, to visualize things. If you can visualize, then you can create more emotions. That's why the world of creativity, right? The world of in our minds being able to picture something becomes so important. It's a tool that psychologists often use when they're trying to help someone deal with, let's say, anxiety, right? So one of the ways of dealing with anxiety is called exposure. You want to expose someone to that thing that causes them anxiety until they see over and over and over again that it's no problem, they can handle it. Person has a fear of heights, expose them to heights over and over again in a supportive way until it becomes routine. They have to experience it. Sometimes it's not always possible to expose somebody to their fear. What do? If you can't expose them. So you have to try to get the guy to visualize it in his mind. Let's go through these steps. You're scared of being in public and giving a speech. So now let's imagine together standing in front of people and giving that speech. And that can help. The imagination can help us visualize. And so that's something we need to do in order to overcome our fears or to develop, as Rav Leibowitz is talking about here, to develop that sense of hergesh, of feeling. We can use our imagination to visualize things that help develop our hergesh. And And this is clear from the Sforn himself later on. Ktiv sham vaydaber Moshe v'hakonim halavim al kol Yisrael lemor haskeis ushma Yisrael hayom hazen yesa la'am la'ashem elokecha. Right? No, today, B'nai Yisrael, today you have become an am to Hashem, your God. V'shamata b'kol Hashem elokecha, and you should listen to the voice of God, v'asita et mitzvosav v'et chukav asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. Right? And you will do the mitzvot and the chukim that Hashem commanded today. Perish HaSforno, the Sforno says haskate, tzayir b'machshav osecha. What does haskate? Means to picture in your mind. Vishama, what it means to hear, vihit bonain, and to think about it, right? To sit on those thoughts. Ushma b'kol kishetitzayir zevitavin, when you imagine this in your mind and you understand, tishma b'kol b'lisafek, then you will listen to Hashem's voice without any doubt. Harimavur behedja, we see from the Sforno clearly, Shabbinei Yisrael ha-yizukukim litzior mukhshi, they needed to imagine something, or they need to see it, witness it, actually, kidei yishayishmu b'kol Hashem, in order to listen to Hashem. Not because they don't know what Hashem said, not because they don't believe in what Hashem said. It's because in order to get the heart in sync, so that you feel that sense of motivation and dedication and commitment and interest and power to do it, that requires the division, that requires the heart. And we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the door Deya, the door of the Midbar. Shalamdu Torah b'Midbar Arba Mishnah b'Piv Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. These are the people that were so close to Hashem and so close to Moshe. 40 years they were learning Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. B'vaday ha'minu sebesichlam b'Hashem Yitbarach. It's clear that they intellectually believed in Hashem. Afal pike nonetheless hutzruchu litziyurim mukhshiyim kidei sheyazor lahem lahargish b'libam mashem yodim besichlam. They needed the heart. And only after having the heart in sync, having the emotion and the feelings of closeness to Moshe and closeness to Hashem and the belief in Hashem in the heart, then a person can be certain that they will actually follow the mitzvot. Okay, so there's a little bit more. I think you can see that on your own. The idea being that we need to work on our emotional side as well. We read in this week's Parsha in Ki Tavo, it says, V'lo natan Hashem lev lachem ladat ve'naim lirot ve'naim lishma ad hayom hazeh. Hashem did not give us until after the 40 years, after everything we witnessed, finally we're able to have the lev ladat. So fascinating. Why does it use in the Torah the word lev ladat? Right? Normally we associate a da'at with the moach, with the brain. So you could say, oh, maybe that's not, the da'at is not necessarily associated with the brain. Maybe the Torah does understand da'at being connected to the heart. But Rav Moshe Sturmbach says, like we're saying here, that in order for a person to really be able to connect to the Torah, you have to have the lev. You have to have the hergish, you have to have the cheshek, the desire, the interest, right? And that's what propels a person to really understand the depths of Torah. So much of our emotion, our religious world is related to our emotional world. And that's something that's very important to think about. How do we create more emotional bonds to what we're doing? How do we create excitement? We have to use our imagination about the schar l'olam haba to get us excited. We have to use our imagination to understand what it means. What does it mean to be connected to a Moshe Rabbeinu, to be connected to Hashem, and to develop that sense of love and passion in our hearts, because that will keep us so much more connected to our Torah and our mitzvos, and lishma l'divrei Hashem, to keep the Torah mitzvos, because we have our emotional side healthy as well. So that's something we have to work on. That's something we need to daven for siyata d'shmaya, that our emotions should be there together with our seichel, and to work on that, to actively take steps. As the Sefer HaChinuch says, so much of our emotional world depends upon us taking the proper steps, whether or not it means doing things in an excited way, right? When we do our mitzvot, we should do it with energy, we should do it with alacrity, we should do it with excitement, because that develops the hargoshos, that develops those feelings. When you do things in a physical way, right, as the Chidush HaLev is talking about, seeing things physically creates emotions. Doing things in a very emotional way will create those emotions. And then we'll have the passion. Then we'll have the passion. It'll follow, right? Acharei ha-pu'ulot nimshachim ha-levavot. Right, that the Chovot HaLevavot talks about, that you were just learning, and the Sefer HaChinuch talks about, that our hearts follow our actions. If we do things in an excited way, we feel excitement, right? when we view things with fresh new eyes, we feel a sense of excitement, and that helps develop that sense of hergesh, which is not something to underestimate. The hergesh is important as well. All right. Any thoughts or reactions? Any comments from there? Did it kind of trigger any particular thoughts? Yeah, go ahead.
If I may, I remember I watched this video that was talking about some experiment that they did with people practicing basketball, and they had people with different